Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about that
night. Check, check. One. 2, 1, 2, 3, 5, 12, 14. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a brand new episode of the Anything Goes podcast. Another episode, another random one, another episode with your host Greg, aka Crazy Greg, aka Pooh Bear, and your other host,
Alex.
So what's up, Alex?
Not much.
How are you?
I am getting over being sick. I feel like I say that all the time.
Yeah. So this is a random episode with random topics.
Yes.
But I do want to start off by saying I'm in a house of sickness.
Yes. And I'm not going to say it.
And it's not your mental sickness this time.
Oh, that's 24/7, 365.
Yeah, sure is. But the girls are sick.
Strep.
You're sick.
Strep. Yeah. Too. Something super contagious.
Yeah. They're positive for strep throat. You caught some of that strep throat.
I caught it all.
And here I am, fighting you off as always.
Lucky you. It's your favorite thing to do.
Yeah. So, but here we are, still recording.
Of course.
At 11 o'clock at night.
Yep. It would have been a little bit earlier, but our kids don't sleep good when they're sick.
No.
So.
No. And the other second thing I want to say to Arturo is... when he asked why I don't put a case on my cell phone.
Did you tell him it cracked?
Well, I finally dropped my phone and it cracked the screen.
Yeah.
So.
I hate when you don't have a case on your phone.
So now it matches.
Wait, how did that come about?
What? How did what come about?
Why don't you have a case on your phone?
I never have a case on my
phone. Well, why had it Arturo?
Oh, because our episode a while back when I was on the go-karts.
Right.
And we spoke about how I cracked the camera lens on my phone.
Now you cracked the other side of it.
Yeah. So now the front side matches the back side.
Yep. And now it's like spider webbing like crazy.
And he's like, why wouldn't you put a case on your phone? And it makes life exciting until you drop it and crack it. Ugh. Then it's just depressing.
Stupid iPhone.
Yeah. And like you said, now my screen just keeps spider webbing like it's Spider-Man.
Yep.
And yeah, fun, interesting. But that's where we are now with my phone.
Yep.
So between your being sick and my phone being cracked.
I think the sickness a little bit.
Let's end the episode now.
Okay, good night. I'm good with that.
No, we have some random topics.
All right, go. About. I actually don't even know what any of these topics are.
You
so
don't.
I'm very
you don't.
Intrigued.
So there's three different topics.
Go.
All right, so I'm going to start off with this first.
Okay.
Okay. So what do you say every time we're driving, right?
Gosh, yeah.
And we're driving, like, right at pigeons and birds.
What?
Like, when we're driving in the car.
Oh, like, they're walking on the floor?
Yeah, they're, like, in the street.
Like, not even, like, a squirrel or something like that?
No, pigeons, birds on the street, like, eating seeds off the street.
I think I know where you're going with this. I say, watch out, don't hit them.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be birds, because they fly away.
Oh, pigeons.
Squirrels. Why no. Pigeons? Why is pigeons a thing?
Because everybody is always like, these pigeons, why don't they move? Like, they wait till last second they get hit by a car.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Do you know why they do that?
No, I don't.
You don't? Because they see things differently than us. And they process things 4 times faster than us. And they essentially see things
slower?
In slow motion. No, and that's why we're living in the past.
Oh my gosh, here we go again.
And they're not.
So dirty pigeons are the future.
Listen, first of all, there's a whole conspiracy theory that pigeons aren't real and birds aren't real.
Yes, I've never looked into it, but I've heard that before.
Yeah.
That they're robots created by the government. I know.
And cameras watching everyone.
No, stop.
So that's first of all. Second of all.
I've seen stray cats eat pigeons. No, actually not pigeons.
No.
But I've seen some jacked up pigeons before, though, like by the ferry.
I can kind of believe that they're not real. God. But anyway, what I'm saying is.
But then the conspiracy theories that I agree with, you're like, no, that's stupid.
No, because your conspiracy theories are ridiculous. Oh, mine are actually legitimate.
Pigeons, okay.
Like, sure. That they're not real. But anyway, so if you go back to our, I believe it was our baseball episode.
Yeah.
I believe. And we ended it with me saying that everything we do is living in the past.
Right.
Okay, so I did some research on this. And I kind of have some things to say to back up my evidence.
All right, okay. All right. I'm open to hear this.
Okay. So, first of all, it's kind of out of order, but I'm just going to say anyway.
All right, go.
All right, so first of all, your taste buds, right?
Yeah.
It's tasting food that you ate 100 milliseconds ago.
Okay.
So when you taste something, you're actually tasting something from the past. It's 100 milliseconds in the past, but it's still in the past.
But okay, my argument to that, right?
Go ahead.
If that's how every human body works, then that's how it works, and that's just how it is. Like, that's the present. That's how...
No,
like, it's... Do you know what I'm saying?
Past.
So every single person is living in the past.
Yeah.
At some point throughout their day.
You're not living in the past, but you're tasting reacting. Everything you're reacting to is to the past. Everything.
I mean, yeah. Okay, so let's say you're at a baseball game and a home run is hit. You're reacting to it after it happens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
Speaking of at a baseball game, mm-hmm. right? When a ball is hit, you don't hear it until...
Yes, that I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just how sound works. Yeah, I know that.
So, which also... Another point to that is that your brain can process predictable movement better than unpredictable movement, right?
I would assume.
So I could hit a baseball coming at me, even though it's coming 60 miles an hour.
Because you know it's coming.
Yes. But a fly going 5 miles an hour,
nope.
I cannot get it.
That's not true for me.
No, me.
I can't hit a baseball going 60 miles an hour knowing it's coming at me. But I can catch a fly.
But you're also time. Not normal.
Well, so, maybe that's why I'm arguing all these points.
So you're not normal. Number one.
Come on, can we just put it on record right now?
That you're not normal?
Yeah. Okay, fine. But also that I can catch any fly.
Yeah. No, you do. You do.
I'm like a cat.
So.
Like a ninja cat. A fly-killing ninja cat.
All right. So there's...
Go.
So there's something called the stopped clock illusion.
Okay.
Right? And if you see a clock, you know, like a clock with hands?
Yeah, like a, yeah.
Yeah. And if you watch the second hand tick, right? Tick.
Right.
And you watch it, and it's ticking once a second, obviously. If you look away and then look back, the second hand kind of freezes for a second when you see it.
Okay.
Because it takes your brain
to that like get second back into
to process
the... Yeah. What it's seeing. All right, yeah.
So what I was saying at other times is that it takes... Your brain 3 seconds. It's like 3 second snapshots. Everything you see.
So is that why, like, you know those illusions where it's like, oh, stare at the center of this spinning wheel.
Well, yeah. So for 10 I have seconds. It, and we're gonna post this illusion, but it's illusion steps.
Okay.
And which way are the steps going?
Are they going
left
up or
to right, down, or right to left up?
I think.
And depending where you're looking at, every 3 seconds they'll switch. If you're looking at the A or the B part, the direction.
They've looked. Like you we'll walk up them that way the whole time.
Where are you looking at? A or B?
Well, oh, I see now. Oh, it's like upside down.
Yeah.
Oh, it's bugged out. Whoa, that's all I see now.
So every 3 seconds, your mind will
wait,
flip
hold
the
on a
steps.
Second.
Because you're taking 3 second snapshots
hold on.
Of your brain.
Because that would flip. That's crazy.
So we're going to post this illusion on the Instagram page. And you can play along too. And do that as well with a clock with the second hands.
Wow, that's pretty bugged out.
Mm-hmm.
You're making me a believer.
A believer? Like Justin Bieber?
I'm already a believer. That's my stuffy nose making me say it like that.
So your brain reacts every 3 seconds, right? And it's like snapshots, and it forgets things after that.
Right.
And which is why also, like, when you're cutting, what kind of, like, fruits and vegetables you cut? Like, I don't know. Whatever it is. Like
Cucumber.
Carrots, whatever. Yeah. That's why you cut, and it takes, like, 2 to 3 seconds each cut.
2 to 3 seconds is a long time.
Well, 2 seconds it would take to, like, do a complete cut. It does, I mean, until you start your next one.
Okay.
It does.
I mean, not a chef.
It's a proven fact.
Okay. I mean, if I try to go any faster than that, I'll cut my finger.
So, being that, right, you see, like, 2 to 3 second snapshots, it deletes, your brain deletes in between each 2 to 3 seconds.
That's why I forget things.
So, you're losing 40 minutes worth of images every day.
Whoa.
Yeah. Which
but it's like pointless stuff that you don't need to remember.
Well, depending when that snapshot is, it equals 20,000 hours of deleted.
Deleted times. Like we're machines.
Over 80 years. You're losing 20,000 hours.
But I guess it's like our brain knows what to save and what not. Well, that's not true because I remember some dumb things.
Yeah, very much. And if you look in the mirror, right? You're staring at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
And you move your eyes. You can't see your eyes moving.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And you know, I've done that before where I'm like, well, it's so weird that like I move and I like you can't see yourself do certain faces because you can't see yourself in that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when your brain deletes these images, it's called saccades.
Oh, I feel like I've heard that word before.
Oh, that's what it means.
Okay.
All right, so there's like three more things about this. And okay, then we're going to move on
to
the next
stuff.
You really
did research, huh?
Oh, I did a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I will say the whole taste bud thing, I agree with that because literally tonight I ate the worst soup I've ever had in my life.
Hey, I made that soup for you.
No, you didn't.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't.
It was store-bought, but yeah. It was the saltiest, like so salty that my lips are like drying out like a snail. It's terrible. But it took me like 4 spoonfuls to be like, whoa, hold on. This is really salty. So I guess it does take a minute.
All right. See? You see? No, I'm saying like if you see the sun, right? Is what I was saying.
Okay, go.
Right? What you're seeing from the sun, the light that you see from the sun.
You should look at the sun.
It actually takes you 8 minutes for the light from the sun to hit your eyes.
Oh, from the sun.
Yeah. So like when you see the sun.
Because it's so far.
Yeah.
The sun. Yes. The light that you're seeing isn't the light that's burning at that second.
It's 8 minutes later.
Yeah.
Stars which means also. The sun can totally disappear and you would know for 8 minutes. You would think the sun is still like.
So the eclipse.
Is behind. Oh, yeah. No, that's not like that second. That's behind.
Yeah. No, that makes sense because it's so far away.
Mm-hmm.
So it's delayed. I get that. Yeah. They say stars are like that too. Like you see a star burning, but it could have actually burnt out like so long ago.
Right. So, hey man, it's just the facts of life. We're living in the past.
The facts of life. Facts of life. You ever watch that show?
No.
I did when I was younger.
No. All right. So basically our senses can never deliver information to us instantly. It always takes time, which affects our sense of now.
Okay.
Always. It always takes time to process everything. All right, so moving on. Let's go to the next topic. I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
I have 2 topics left of random things. Do you want to talk about some random movie stuff?
Ooh.
Or random Halloween haunted house stuff?
Oh, let's do...
What should we do now? So those are the 2 topics I have left.
Let's do Halloween.
Halloween.
Yeah.
All right. So since you said Halloween, we're going to end with that. No, I'm kidding. No, we'll do Halloween stuff.
Okay.
All right. So, first of all, Horror Nights this year.
Yeah, it's already like...
When is it starting?
It's like the middle of August.
Well, August 30th.
Yeah, okay, first, end of okay.
First time ever that Horror Nights is starting in August.
Really?
Always been September.
I guess I'm just so used to not so
Disney.
Scary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, it's about time because... Yeah. Disney's been doing it forever.
Yep. So now watch Disney go to July.
It's just going to be all year
round.
That'd
be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. Do you know how many total nights Horror Nights is this year?
Let's see if it starts 30th. 30?
48.
Whoa.
48 total nights.
Damn. I guess all of September, all of October. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So another random Halloween thing. There was a Halloween convention thing.
Okay.
Where they sell like props and animatronics and this and that. So one guy was coming from there. He made a purchase and he was coming. He stopped it. I think it was like a restaurant or something he stopped at.
Okay.
When he came out of the restaurant, cops were surrounding his car.
Did he think that he had a dead body in the car?
Yep. They thought he had dead bodies because they were props that he bought from.
I mean, I would call on someone if I saw that.
Uh-huh. So people called the cops.
And like, what kind of psychopath is this that he stops for food with dead bodies in his car?
I know. Yep.
That's when he hysterical. Came out.
Uh-huh. So, yeah,
that
he bought
a good laugh
realistic props, right? Imagine the cops. That's funny. And then, so there's a kids camp, right?
Okay.
I believe it's like 12-year-olds or something from like maybe 12 to 14.
Okay.
And it's a haunted house kids camp where they learn all about making haunted houses.
What? Who created this?
Yep.
It's amazing.
I know. From makeup to characters to scaring to... Building animatronics.
What?
Uh-huh. And
where was this when we were children?
I know. I want to say it's an 8-week camp.
Oh, my God.
And at the end of the 8 weeks, all the kids put on a haunted house for all the parents.
Oh, that's so cool.
Right? How that great is that?
That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a camp I would pay for.
I would have loved to go to that camp. And you could really learn, like, a lot. Right? Like, right. How to build walls.
And, like, building and stuff, that's more than just haunted houses, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know? It's,
yeah. A lot of carpenters
yeah.
go into the haunted house business. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I tell you, if you're a carpenter.
You could do anything.
Linked up with an electrician, you can build a ridiculous haunted house.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of these people, that's who they hire. Like, well, seasonal yeah. jobs.
Because it's just so easy for them.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, final haunted house thing. And this might go.
Wait, where is that camp?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's not, like, near us. Yeah, it's, yeah. like, a random state. I
figured that.
I don't know. I would say, like, Texas. I don't know. It's, just like, have, a random I state. I feel like yeah.
over there, they have, like, the best
yeah. stuff. So I don't know if it's Texas, houses. But, yeah, it is a random state. Random state. All right, so this is the last part of the haunted house
okay.
section that I want to talk about.
Okay.
But McCamey Manor.
Oh, boo.
So we all know, well, we know kind of what's been going on with it.
Yes. If you getting taken down.
Yeah. If you don't know about McCamey Manor, it's pretty much on all these news outlets that you see. And it's like, oh, the scariest haunted house in the world. If you right. can survive it, you win $20,000.
Yeah.
But it's a scam.
Yeah. And it's like out there now that it is a scam.
Yeah.
They don't give any money. They just torture the people until they quit. And even when they say they want to leave, they don't let them leave.
Uh-huh. And you can't win the money because the guy who owns it is the one who decides if he pays you. Right. And he'll just never say you yes, escaped.
He'll say, oh, well, you didn't make it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he comes up with these reasons why you didn't
right.
escape.
Right.
And there's a guy on YouTube that we watch, Reckless Ben.
Yes, we love him.
Check him out.
He's the best.
Yeah, he really goes into McCamey Manor.
What he does is like, he'll infiltrate things. Yeah, mm-hmm. he exposes things. Like he tried Scientology. He exposed a cult. And like, we didn't watch that one yet, but he like really took it to like the next level with that. And then he went on to McCamey Manor.
Yep. So it's this fake haunted house that he says is the scariest and it's all bogus. And now the attorney district general
yes.
in his state is going after him.
Right.
And he turned around and he put a lawsuit against the district attorney general.
What for what? What is this lawsuit?
And he wants to sue them for three different things.
Oh, God. He's so... Okay.
Yeah.
For what?
One, for breaking his freedom of speech.
Torturing people is not speech.
Yes. So he's it's out in Tennessee now. So he has a lawsuit against it to Tennessee Attorney General and against the state marshal also.
Okay.
So the Texas Attorney General on Twitter or X said he's investigating into Russ McCamey.
Okay.
And he sent over an RFI, which request for information.
Okay.
To Russ McCamey.
Right.
And told him just to answer these questions.
Right,
and
right.
any business owner can answer them yeah. easily. And that's what he said, that it broke his freedom of speech. He doesn't have to answer these questions.
But that's not freedom of speech. Wouldn't it be like pleading the fifth?
Well, that's what he said. He said he wrote on the questionnaire,
I am pleading the fifth. That makes you guilty.
Well, yes. And he sent it back.
But I would love to know what questions were on it.
It's just basic.
Like
basic
business.
Business. Like, you know, when did your business open? Where's it located? You know, just basic questions. And he wrote an I am pleading the fifth. And another thing that they're going after is his barn that he has.
Yeah, where he tortures everybody.
Yes. So he has a barn on his grounds where he lives.
Right.
And he says that he doesn't use it for his haunted house. He uses it for storage.
Okay.
But there's video footage.
Of the barn, yeah.
Of the barn.
Which we saw in the videos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're going after him for that.
Right.
And
because he put down, because like, it's not a, what is it? It wasn't passed. Like inspection. Didn't pass yes. inspection. So he's like, okay, I'm not using it. But then it showed in a video that he did.
Yep. And he said that the Fourth Amendment right is them searching his barn, that saying it's his private space.
Stop.
So they're saying, he's okay. saying that.
So if there's a serial killer somewhere and they're murdering people, oh, okay, well, it's America, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, shut up. He's such a creep.
Yeah.
I've always hate, like, I can't stand him.
And he's claiming that he's not a business.
That was out of business. Okay.
But what's going to burn him in the end is that he requires a donation
right.
of dog food. But once you require something, that makes you a business.
Yeah, because it's a payment. It's a form of payment.
Yes.
I don't care if you say donation. It's going to your dog. So. Yeah.
Even though it's not cash, it's still a form of payment. Right. Exactly.
Like the people can't do it unless they bring this.
So, mm-hmm. So do you know how much he is trying to sue for?
Definitely like millions.
How many millions?
10.
$8.3 million.
That was close.
Yeah.
It's very specific.
So, yep.
He's an idiot.
What's funny is that there's no part of Reckless Ben that he's going after.
Because freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to go the whole freedom of speech route, that's what Reckless Ben does.
So, yeah. So, McCamey Manor is in hot water right now.
You know what's sick? Is like in this world today, this day and age, he'll probably freaking win.
Oh, he probably is going to get a payday for this.
That's disgusting. He is. Disgusting.
He probably is.
He's so gross.
Yeah. So, there's the haunted house talk a bit.
Yeah.
Between the...
I never understood, though, why there were people who complained about it that kept going back.
I don't get it. They were like brainwashed.
That's why I'm like, yeah. But that's why I'm like, I don't even feel bad for those people because you did it to yourself. You kept going back. I don't get that. But the people who went and they were like, yeah, he made it seem like it was this, but then it was this.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when this first came out, I was like, yeah, you could pay me $1 million. I would never do this.
It's crazy. But people do it originally because like, oh, I can win $20,000. Like, of course I'll do it.
I don't care.
And then, I don't know, after they do it once, he just, like, brainwashes them.
Yeah, I don't know what... I guess he should be a cult leader. Kind of is.
He kind of is, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, and then just some random movie facts, I guess.
Go.
So, True Romance.
Yes.
Right? So, do you remember Brad Pitt in True Romance?
He's like a burnout.
Uh-huh. So, Brad Pitt's role in True Romance is what inspired them to make Pineapple Express.
Why do I feel like I... Maybe I haven't heard that, but I can actually see that because he looks like James Franco did in Pineapple Express.
And it was their spinoff of what would happen if Brad Pitt like went after the guys.
That's hysterical. Yeah,
that was like their continuation of Brad Pitt's character in Pineapple Express.
Oh, that's so funny. I love Pineapple Express.
I mean, Brad Pitt's character in True Romance.
Right. That's so funny.
Right.
It's been a while since I watched that movie.
Yeah, I think True Romance is due for a playthrough.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. It's been years.
Yeah. And they changed the ending of the movie. Yeah.
We won't say because we don't want to spoil it because it's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go watch it and then go on YouTube and look for like the ultimate ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I have three more movies to talk about.
Go.
Next one, When Sally Met Harry.
When Harry Met Sally. Oh. Why do you always do it the wrong way?
I mean, what does it matter? They meet each other.
That's the title of the movie.
So, do you ever see that movie?
No.
Okay. So, you might not be able to answer this, but do you know what sitcom was made because this movie was successful?
Was it like Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
So,
Seinfeld. Because of like, it was in a like diner.
Yeah, there's like
so
a
Seinfeld,
scene like, in dine-in. It's basically like they're in New York and it's just...
Right.
Most of the movie is just like two people in New York just like talking. Like, right. You know,
which
just
is
dialogue.
Seinfeld.
What Seinfeld is. Ugh. And Seinfeld actually had a one episode like pilot thing.
Yeah.
And it got turned down.
Oh, wow.
And then when Sally met Harry?
Harry
met Sally, whatever, became big. Then he went back and picked up Seinfeld.
That's hysterical. Mm-hmm. That's so funny. They're like, oh, people like this? Okay.
Yeah, but it... originally got turned down, the one episode pilot.
This is definitely an unpopular opinion. I can't stand the show Seinfeld.
I don't
stand it.
Love it.
Can't stand it.
But I like more than Friends.
No, I like Friends better.
Yeah.
Seinfeld, I don't know if I just missed the... I don't know if I was too young to like... I don't know because I've tried watching it and I never watched Friends when
it
aired. I
don't love the Seinfeld episodes, but I love like... I like... parts of episodes. Like, there's little, like, parts.
We saw Seinfeld do stand-up.
Yes.
He, like, surprised the comedy club. Mm-hmm. And it was great. And we saw him do stand-up. And he was actually really funny. Like, I liked him a lot doing stand-up.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of the show.
Yeah, so Seinfeld was about to go on tour with his stand-up. And he showed up to, like, a little club we were at. Yeah,
to, like, test his stuff.
Yeah, to test stuff. And it was crazy. It was probably,
We paid, like, what? Like, $20 for the
ticket. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was probably like 100 people
in
this comedy club.
And we knew something was coming because they were like, no cell phones, no cell. Like they were like, they always say it, but like
they
these like kind of.
Saying it.
Yeah. And they were like being crazy with the phones.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so two more movies. This is one quick fact about The Town.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, Ben Affleck, he originally wanted Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, really?
To be in it as, like, the other main guy.
I can see that, though, Boston.
Yeah, but he was in the middle of filming The Fighter.
Oh,
so another good one. It was a conflict that he had.
Okay.
And last movie fact is about The Hangover.
Oh, God. I do love it, but...
Yeah. So, some people who they wanted to cast in the movie.
Yeah.
So, do you know the name of the characters? Heather...
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who they wanted to originally play that part?
Who?
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, that would have been good.
But she was just too young to play
role. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Yeah.
That's funny, though. I could see that. I could see her playing that role.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, turn down the role of Alan.
Oh, my goodness. Who?
Which makes sense when you think of, like, he kind of, like, resembles him a bit.
Really?
With Jack Black.
Oh, yeah. I could definitely see that. Oh, I'm so glad it was that. Does make sense.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It wouldn't be what it is.
No. And Paul Rudd turned down the role of Phil. Bradley Cooper plays.
Phil?
Yeah, Paul Rudd.
Oh, yeah, no. Bradley Cooper. I don't think Paul Rudd doesn't have that, like...
No, right.
Yeah. I mean, I love Paul Rudd. I do.
Yeah.
But Ant-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And then in Hangover 2, he had a minor part in it. But it was a tattoo artist, Joe... I don't know. You would have, like, see a picture of him. He had, like, one scene in it.
Okay.
But he gave Stu, like, the Mike Tyson face tattoo. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Mel Gibson was supposed to be in that.
That's funny.
That part, but the cast and crew, like, complained about him that they didn't want.
Well, because of...
Yeah, everything that was going on, yeah.
And was that, like, around the time that all happened?
Yes.
Yeah.
So. Uh-huh. And then after that, they went to get Liam Neeson to do it. But he had dropped out because he was filming something else.
Probably a movie where he just breaks everybody with the bare hands.
Exactly, yeah. And he goes to save his daughter for the 15th time.
And I will kill you. Every movie he's ever in.
Yeah. And then Mike Tyson originally said no to being in a Hangover.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But then when he found out the director, Todd Phillips, also directed Old School.
He went in it?
He loved Old School. So he's
hysterical.
That's what he agreed to do it.
Yeah.
This director of Old School.
He's so funny.
But he said he's on like a bunch of drugs. The time of doing Hangover.
Really?
Like, yeah. He was like, yeah.
I feel like there's certain scenes where I'm like, he said that really weird. But I'm like, it's Mike Tyson, so...
Yeah. But how funny. Like, he only agreed because the director
Old School.
Old School, yeah.
And then it makes sense that he was on drugs since he liked Old School.
So, that's really it. A bunch of random stuff that I've been saving to drop on this podcast. Figured, you know, we could put it all into one episode and make it... A decent...
Random episode.
Yeah, there you go. So, all right. Well, I don't know. Anything else you want to talk about?
I think that's it. I feel like there's definitely random stuff I could talk about. Oh, I could always talk about random stuff.
There's a bunch. But we got to, like, save enough to be able to do an episode.
Yes, exactly. You know? So, in another couple months.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next week, we are coming back with an interview episode.
Yes.
And it's with a buddy of mine who played in a band. And... Spoiler alert, they played an open for the Ramones.
Yeah, crazy.
So that is insane.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Like, talk about big time.
Right.
But yeah, so that's next week's episode. Uh-huh. And then after that, hit us up. Let us know. What do you want us to talk about? Yeah. What do you want to hear?
Give us some random topics.
Yeah.
I want a listener random topic episode.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us what to talk about. We'll do it.
And maybe Greg will finally put a... freaking case on his phone.
I don't know about that.
The only case he uses on his phone is a charging case, but it doesn't have any type of screen protector.
No, it just, you like plug the phone into it and it charges the phone. And then once it's charged,
completely.
Yeah, and once it's charged, I just take the case off. And,
instead of putting another case
on it. So, all right. Other than that, keep living in the past.
I think you're the only person telling people to live in the past.
That's right.
Keep living the way you're living.
Keep living the way you're living.
That's what I'll say.
There you go. And look forward to the future. Because
is there no present?
There's no present. Does not exist.
So like right now, I'm looking.
You're looking into the past.
But right now I see you.
No, you see me you see me, but you see me from the past. Because by the time your eyes are adjusting to me to see me, it's already done. The moment's gone. So everything you see and hear and taste and feel, and that's why if you touch something hot, you don't feel it.
Well, that I know. We said this in the last time.
Yeah.
Like that I know because your nervous system like reacts. But I guess that's the whole point of it. Mm-hmm.
Like what you just said now, I heard it after you said it, not as you said it.
Okay.
So living in the past.
Yeah, I'm still not a hundred. I'm more sold on it than I was previously.
It's true.
But I'm still not 100% sold on all of that.
Like when Brady is playing football, right? The NFL game.
Yeah.
And his wide receiver is running.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't throw the ball to where the receiver is standing.
Right. He throws it to where he's going to be.
To where it's going to be.
So isn't he technically living in like the future?
No, he's just not living in the present. He just knows that the present is the past.
Right, so he's throwing it to the future.
He's throwing it to the present.
So then the future would be the touchdown if he runs it in?
The future would be when the guy catches the ball.
Huh. But the present when he releases the ball is where the guy is at.
It's already in the past.
It's very confusing.
By the time you saw him throw the ball, that ball is already milliseconds ahead of you. And your eyes are just not seeing it.
But what about you throwing it? Like Brady himself, right?
Yeah.
He throws, he feels, he has the ball in his hand, he throws it, releases it.
He feels it, but that ball is already in his hand before he even felt it. He's feeling the ball in the past.
Wait, what? No, so when he releases the ball,
yeah,
he feels himself release the ball after he actually did?
Yeah, you don't feel anything until after.
The only way I believe this is like if you get hit with something, it takes a second. Like when you stub your toe.
Watch.
Ow. No, see? That hurt right away.
No, it didn't. It took a millisecond.
Maybe a millisecond. Okay.
Yeah.
But ow. But when you stub your toe, you're always like, oh, it's coming, it's coming. And then it hurts. Like
yeah.
It takes a while. And they say, too, the further away where you hurt yourself, the further away it is from your brain, the longer it takes to...
Makes sense.
To feel it.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, though.
It's true.
Okay.
It's true.
I got to do... I'm going to do my own research on this.
The more you research, the more you get it. Understand.
I'm going to be like, bro.
And agree.
We're living in the past, bro.
Yeah.
Dude.
You're going to know.
You would literally think that you...
I am...
You're legalized.
What's his name from Pineapple Express?
Yeah. James Franco.
But even right when you think of like the timeline of life, right? If you have like timeline of the world,
right?
Of Earth.
Okay.
And it's like, whatever, 2024 years ago, right?
Okay.
And you look at timeline like a textbook or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Our lifespan of...
Oh, it's like a dot.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
It's like you can't even see it.
No, it's like...
Oh, that's a whole nother thing. I've had this conversation before. That's... We're like a speck of nothing in...
Yeah.
What
the
is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We should have an episode which neither of us use any form of drug or... I mean, I guess I occasionally drink alcohol, but you don't. Like, we don't dabble in any of that stuff. But we should have an episode of, like, stoner talk. Just stuff that people would talk about if they smoked pot. And
maybe we'll get somebody on the episode.
We know a couple does people.
That. Yes. But, yeah, it's just like when you look at MapQuest and it's like, oh, he is... Each mile is like, you know, yeah, it's like a dot.
Yes.
For a mile. And it's
yeah,
try running that mile, see if it's a dot, you know?
Oh my God, I know.
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy though? Like our life is, I mean, life is very short, but.
But yeah, in the grand scheme of things.
It's like nothing.
Yeah, it's literally nothing. Yeah. And if you look at the timeline of the world and the universe and the history of everything, it's like, yeah.
Nothing. We're so insignificant.
Yes. Yes, you are.
No.
You. Yes, you are.
Tom Brady isn't.
Yes, you are.
Tom Brady. Tom Brady is going to meet me.
He is.
He's got. No, I'm not going to meet him. He's going to meet me.
And he's going to ask me for my autograph.
That's
and
right.
A picture of me. And I'm going to charge him $300 to do that.
And then the cops are going to come.
There you
and
go.
And say, excuse me, we told you guys last night you need to leave the process.
And I'm going to say, see, last night you're living in the past.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, we're ending it here before the cops really do show up.
Okay, good night.
So, and I'm going to plead the fifth.
There you go.
And sue him for $8
million. $8.3
million. $8.3 million. And I'm going to win. So until then, until I'm an $8.3 millionaire, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear, and you are?
I am Alex.
All right, Alex. Well, until next week, we'll be back with a brand new episode. Like we said, an interview.
Yep.
So check it out. And until then, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.